Well, I appreciate you, Pastor. I tried to talk him into preaching tonight every time I talk to him. Not that I don't want to, but I enjoy getting to hear him preach. And I know y'all enjoy hearing your pastor preach. Appreciate a man that will study the Word of God and feed you the Word of God. And thinking about that, I'm kind of handicapped here tonight, I guess you'd say. Last night we got in over here, we preached Brother Richardson this morning. And I had put my Bible in the back of the van last night. And put it on top of the Strong's Concordance and put that on top of a bucket of notes that I have. And I got over there, and Aubrey, she went to Brother Phillips' house, and I had to go pick them up. And we'd opened something and got something out, and the door didn't shut all the way. So my church got me about a $280 Cambridge Bible about 2013. Well, I just started using it. Well, that thing fell out on the road over there, and I didn't even think about I went down the road and the doors open and I shut it, but I didn't think about the Bible on the way back. So by that time, cars hit that thing and just scattered it everywhere. But I was able to get the remainders of it, so I picked everything up. I was out there about 10:30 last night, parked somebody's driveway with the flashers on, picking up the remainders of that, and found notes scattered everywhere. So I've got... Carly, she happened to pick up one of my other Bibles. She just said, I saw it laying there, so I thought I'd pick it up. And it'd been something, been preaching with my wife. Her Bible's got flowers all over it. And I think one of my girls got a pink Bible. And another one's got a yellow Bible. And I didn't want to get up here with any of those colored Bibles. Matter of fact, I don't know if Brother Shepherd would have let me. But so I got a black back. That's what old preachers used to say, the black back Bible. It don't have to be black, but... if you're a man, it ought to not be flowery or all that stuff, amen. But so I'm glad she picked that Bible up. But if you're like me, when you study the Word of God, and y'all just be patient, I'm going to read about three or four verses here in just a minute, all right? But you know where it's at on the page. And then I got two places in my Bible marked. One of them's a real mean message. But... so far, the Lord didn't let me go that way. I always ask Him, let me go that way, you know. No, just kidding. But is one that I've had on my heart a lot. But this one here, I'm not that prepared for. I've got a lot of notes written all over the paper, but I don't have my Bible that I had when I studied that. But the Lord's strength is made perfect in weakness. And so either He's going to let me stand here and make a fool of myself and let me see how strong He is, or He's going to try to help us tonight. Amen. Amen. So we'll go to the familiar place tonight, and then I call this an encouraging message, but y'all have heard me preach enough to know how it can turn before that's over. Amen. I tell you what, truth encourages me, doesn't it? You?
Right.
Hey, truth encourages me and helps me. And so go to 1 Samuel 17. That ought to draw your mind and attention immediately. Some places in the Word of God. And I preached probably three or four times out of 1 Samuel 17 here in this church. And I haven't exhausted it. Amen. And never will. But just a thought that's on my heart here. What has taken place. We know how that David's come down to the battle. And he's come down there. He left out in obedience to his father. And he got down there and they... had their sides drawn, amen. There was a valley between them. And the Bible said that David came and he shouted for the battle.
Amen.
And he didn't go to the Philistine side. He went to God's people's side, amen. And he shouted for the battle. He went down there and saluted his brethren.
Yep.
And he'd been with the sheep out there learning to be a shepherd and learning to be obedient to his father. But he comes and salutes his brethren. And but thank God, he heard that giant cussing his God.
Yep.
Amen. So he spoke up, amen. And then Saul spoke up and said, you're not able to go against this giant. He's been a man of war from his youth, and you're still a youth. You're still young. And David finally said, I'm going to go. I fought a bear and I fought a lion and my God was with me. And he said, this uncircumcised Philistine is going to be like that lion and be like that bear before my God gets done with him. Amen. And so Saul said, go. He said, here's my armor and here's my sword. And he put them on him. And we'll start reading in verse number 38. The Bible said, and Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. We'll stop reading there for tonight, and you pray for me, the Lord, to help me to put all this together. Amen. Father, I thank you for this time again to stand and to preach tonight. I thank you for all the opportunities I've had to come to the Island Ford Baptist Church. I thank you for the friends that I have here and the family in the Lord Jesus Christ and the family of God. And I pray that you'd speak through me tonight. God, I'm weak. Father, as far as my understanding and as far as the comfort of knowing the places in the Bible, but I pray that you'd bring to remembrance what you'd have to be said tonight. You know what's in the hearts of your people. You know what they need. And I pray that you help them tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated tonight. And I want to preach out of this text here. David said here in verse... I'm already losing my place, and y'all know what that's like. Whenever you got a Bible you preach out of. But he said there in verse number 39, he said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them, and David put them off of him. And I want to preach tonight on tried and proven in the battle, amen? Or just tried and proven. And I heard a preacher, I can't remember where it was, that I got this thought. I don't even remember if he was really preaching out of this text, but he got to talking about his grandmother's old Bible, amen? And he got to talking about how, I don't know if it was after she died or what had taken place, but he said he thumbed through her Bible that he'd gotten after she had died, and he kept finding two letters, and it would say T and P, T and P, and everywhere throughout her Bible, as he'd read that, he'd find different places where she'd have T and P. And he asked, I don't know who he asked, but he said he asked a relative or somebody what maybe this meant in his grandmother's Bible, and they said every time that she come upon a place in the Word of God, maybe where God's promises were at, maybe a place where she went through a battle in her life, for God had proven himself to her. She put in there tried and proven. Amen. I'm glad tonight there's some things in the Word of God that are tried and proven. I'll say to this younger generation, there's some things in this Bible that maybe never you've tried, and you've never spent enough time alone with God like David had there on the backside of the desert, and let God prove to you that he is a friend, and prove to you that God is real, amen. I mean, there is, thank God for salvation, and you'll know that God is real because he saved you. But there is, it seemed like an extra blessing of God if you're willing to take time to listen to God, and you're willing to set aside time to spend with God. He'll show you some things in life. He'll prove himself unto you. You know what I'm talking about here tonight? God is a God that doesn't have to prove himself, but I'm glad that God's proven himself to me through the years. I've not always trusted him like I should, but listen, there's been some times where it was hard to try God, amen. That word try means to test, amen. And I'll tell you what, I believe God challenges us sometimes to test him and to see what it over there in the Old Testament, he said, open your mouth wide and see if I'll not fill it up. We got a God that will prove himself unto you. But are we willing to try him? Are we willing to test what God says in the Word of God and to be proven unto us? I say that this generation, I'm asking you tonight, will you try God? Have you tried praying in the Holy Ghost? Have you tried memorizing the Bible? Have you tried just on and on that we could go on here tonight? I don't know how long I'll preach or how short I'll preach, but that's the thought God give me tonight, if God can't say nothing else with that, because you know what I believe is going on in our day, and you better watch out. There's a lot of people trying on some things that they really never needed to put on, and maybe tonight you put them on and you need to take them off, amen. I mean, David had put on, or Saul had put on him, his own rejected armor, amen. You'll find out about the life of Saul. I've been reading through the book of 1 Samuel, and one thing I got to notice about Saul is he was all about himself. Personally, I believe Saul was the same man. Y'all believe that tonight? I mean, maybe there's some ways that he wasn't. I'm not sure, but there seemed to be some ways he seemed like a saved man. I don't know for sure, but listen, I'll say
say this, Saul was all about himself. If you study his life, and you know what God said about that man Saul? I know God didn't want Israel to have a king, but God allowed them to have a king, and so God chose them a king, and he said, you've got him as a king because you rejected me as a king. Hey, don't take the second best of God, amen. I don't even know if it's the second best. Don't just take what God allows, take what God has, and let God prove himself unto you. Hey, try out what God has, amen. But Saul's armor, this way I see it, Saul's armor had been rejected, amen. Amen. His armor been rejected. God said, I've rejected him. I don't understand why Saul kept on reigning and why even David wouldn't touch Saul because he called Saul the anointed of God. I don't understand all that fully. Amen. And God's just teaching a lesson about authority and all of that. I believe it was probably because he was trying to get David in the minds of the people where he wanted David to be so David could step in as king. But what I'm trying to say tonight, David, he allowed Saul to put that on him. But thank God he took it off. Amen. He took off that rejected armor. He took off that rejected sword. God had rejected the sword of Saul in that day. Would you agree? And when he said, I rejected him to me, that's him saying his armor and his sword and his leadership, God had rejected it. Amen. My mind's going 100 different ways and I'm getting ahead of myself. But I guess what I'm trying to say tonight, if there's some things that you need to say them this day, I'm not going that. I'm not going with it. Amen. Thank God for a church that says we're not going with a different Bible than this King James Bible. Thank God for a church that says we're not going to any kind of this new modern music. I mean, I understand music's not inspired tonight, but I believe the music in these hymn books, a lot of them are tried and proven. I mean, when I was pastoring, there's times I had to correct the songbook. As far as I understood, I had to say this book ain't inspired, but thank God for what? For good, tried, and proven hymn songs. Amen. Hey, there's a reason tonight. I believe this church is stuck with the hymns of the faith. They've been tried and they've been proven. Amen. All known we could go tonight. Amen. So I'm trying to encourage you to stay. David, he had already, and I said some of these things, but he had come up over there, and the Bible tells us in verse number 3 that Israel was on one side of the valley and they'd sat there battling array. And the Philistines were on the other side of the valley and they had set their battle in array. And I'm glad tonight I want to let everybody know which side I'm on.
Amen.
Amen. And I want them to know that word valley implies that there was a distance and a separation. And I'm hearing a lot of people they're kind of letting up. I've heard a lot of people, and we bring it up a lot, heard a lot of people they're condoning in certain ways. They're not willing to really expose this modern Calvinism of our day. They're not willing to expose people for false doctrine and all of that. Hey, I want to make my lines drawn. I want to have a valley, a distance in between that made a distinction between the two. That's what it was. Amen. Y'all pray for me. I don't know which way to go with all this. Amen. Nothing else you'll get out of it. There's some things that are tried and proven.
Amen.
How many of you adults could testify you've lived life and you've been through some things, you've been tested and God's been tested and you've seen God come through and prove himself. Isn't that what David was saying here? Amen. David said, I'm going to stay with what God's proven to me will work. I'm going to stay with it. It's been proven to me and God will prove himself to you. And stay with it. Amen. Fight the battle with it. That's what the Christian life, what a picture of the Christian life here. What a picture of the Christian life. We're living in a day like was in David's day here. When that giant come out cussing and running his mouth, The Bible says all of Israel fled. Even Saul, who stood head and shoulders above every other man in Israel, he was afraid. And here comes this little ruddy David. He was little in stature, but thank God he was big in spirit. Amen. And above that, he wasn't going out there under his own power. He is going out there knowing that he had a God he'd tried and a God who had proven himself unto him. If the Lord don't come, we're going to face some things. Amen. And we better get it settled in our heart that we've got a God who's tried and proven himself unto us.
Amen.
Amen. So you'll find here, what are you trying on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're trying on. I know a lot of people seem to be trying a lot of new stuff on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Just don't put it on.
Amen.
He put it off when he found out he shouldn't put it on. Sometimes preaching feels like me, Brother Vincent, just a shot in the dark. But I'm just trying to trust God tonight. He knows exactly what's going on. Amen. Some of y'all are laughing. I don't know if you're laughing because of God ringing your bell or you just know what I'm talking about. I don't know. Amen. I'm just trying to mind God tonight. There are some tried and proven things that you and I, maybe like that lady, need to mark in our Bible. That might be a good practice, or at least mark in our mind. I've been through that, and I've been tested in that. And hey, anybody ever said that to God? God, you had to prove yourself. I'm just being honest. There's been times my flesh has said, God, I don't understand this. I don't see how you're gonna change this, how this is gonna work together for good. I'm telling you, I ain't always been encouraged by Romans 8:28, but I'm glad for times that God's proven it time and time again tonight.
Amen.
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 So you'll find out here in this text, it's tried and proven. What are you trying on? What do you need to put off tonight?
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
Well, I got to looking at this, and I want to stick here with the things that David took. He picked back up. Amen? I mean, he brought these things with him.
Right.
Evidently, wherever David went, he wanted to take these things with him. I don't believe David knew what was going on out there in the battle. David had been up here, been with Saul, because when God rejected Saul, God allowed an evil spirit to come and to trouble Saul. And Saul wanted somebody to play some music to try to soothe his mind. He is all about him, amen. Want to try to soothe his mind. And David come up there and David played. But the Bible tells us in verse number 15, but David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. Hey, he was willing to go back under that authority of his father.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
So David was there, and David went back to being a shepherd boy. Amen? Went back to serving, in essence. And all of this, but he comes to the battle. And you know all the story here tonight. Let me get to the main part of this and go a while or quit. Let's see, all right? But look at verse number 9. And David girded his sword, talking about Saul's sword, upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go. God just said, stop. I don't know. Sometimes questions, amen. What you got that ain't proved by God?
Uh-huh.
What you got that you ain't proved that it's from God? I believe we went to some unproven methods and unproven things.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And we're suffering the consequences for it.
Yes, sir.
I wonder what would happen if he'd went out there with Saul's armor.
Yep. Yep.
Amen. I wonder what might have happened if he'd went out there with that. Have you proved it?
Right.
Amen. Amen. So it says here, he said, for I have not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these. Maybe you need to say that tonight. I cannot go with thee. We can't go with everything.
That's right.
We can't go around with everything that calls itself Christian.
Right.
We can't go along with everything. That is the mood of modern day Christianity. Just go along to get along.
Right. Right.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
I'm not bored with old time Christianity.
No, sir. Amen.
I don't think we've taken all of the proof out of it, do you? I'm not looking to go with anything else.
No, sir.
There's plenty in these 66 books tonight that I don't know enough about, and I never will, amen. Hey, I never will know enough about this, and this is a proven book here tonight.
Amen.
Let me just give you what it says here. He said, I cannot go with these, for I have not proven them. You say, well, I know my daddy likes that book. Well, I know Mama does. When have you personally?
Right. Amen.
When have you personally had a prayer life?
Right. Amen. Good.
Amen. When have you personally taken the Word of God and studied it, amen, and dug into it? This is a tried and proven book. It'll help you in this day and hour that we're living in to raise a godly home, to have a godly church, to have a clean mind, amen. It's proven to do that tonight. I promise you this Bible can do for you what no medicine can do, and medicine can't help, but this book will do for you what nothing else can, amen. It's a proven book, thank God, and some of the smartest doctors in the world have been the ones that's leaned on this book right here, and God's given them wisdom to help whatever way it might be tonight.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, I have not proven thee. Personal proving. I'm glad that I've been saved long enough. God's personally proved some things to me.
Amen.
Amen. I say I'm shooting in the dark tonight. I just mean I've got all kind of scribble up here, but I'm praying God's bringing something into light here tonight. God ever proved something to anybody here tonight? Tried and proven. So he said in verse number 40, after he's put those things off, he's put the unproven things off, it said in verse 40, and he took his staff in his hand. Amen. Now, what was that staff good for on a battlefield?
Yeah.
Amen. It's pretty good for out there with shepherding sheep.
Right.
That's just thought in my mind. What was that good for? And it says here, and he chose him five smooth stones out of the brook. I mean, that really didn't look like. I mean, Saul, I don't know if he laughed at him or I don't know what took place, but I guarantee you there's somebody in that crowd that said he's going to go out there with a sling and stones.
Right. Yep.
Amen.
You
start tucking this Bible under your arm and say, I'm going to make this everything, my all in all. I'm going to let this guide me in every step I take. Amen. I'm going to let it discern every thought and intent I have. I'm telling you, people will say, it will not be sufficient. And we're reaping a generation that doesn't believe this book is sufficient anymore. That's why the divorce court's full. The reform schools are full. We rejected this tried and proven book tonight. Amen. He said there, and he put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even a scrip. Now that shepherd's bag is called a scrip there. Amen. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. So I'm going to try to deal with those things here tonight. That staff, those stones, that scrip, and that sling. I've tried for a few months, and I had some things in another Bible that got ripped out. So I'm going to try to get it by memory and maybe preach, teach the rest of this. I don't know. But evidently, these things were the tried and proven things in the life of David that he is willing to go out and face a man that was possibly 3 or 4 feet taller than he is. Who had a lot more experience than him. The devil's got a lot more experience than you and me do tonight.
Yes, sir.
He's got a lot more power.
Yep.
But I'm glad greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world tonight.
Amen.
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 So I'm going to go from the bottom up maybe. No, okay, Lord, I'll go to the top. That staff, David took it with him. That staff was in his hand. I believe that staff is a type of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know the greatest thing to identify a shepherd is his staff.
Yeah.
David walked out there with that staff. Everybody there knew there's a shepherd boy. You walk out in the true power of the Holy Ghost, everybody will know you're a Christian. Amen?
Amen.
Try it.
Yeah.
So try what? Try to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I guess that's a try. I mean, try to empty yourself of everything, of self and everything of the world, and get filled with the Holy Ghost, and you see how God proves himself unto you. That commandment of being filled with the Spirit is desperately needed in our day. I'm telling you, you can't identify who God's people are from who the world is anymore. I'm glad you can around here, at least as far as it is to see, but I'm telling you, the mark that identifies a shepherd more than anything else is a shepherd's staff. I mean, somebody come walking in the doors. I know sometime during Christmas time, some people have a play and little kids dress up. And if they just come in a row, you might think there's a wise man. But if they walk in with that staff in their hand, they say there's a little shepherd boys. I'll tell you, if we'll get back to being filled with the Holy Ghost and let him prove himself to us, we wouldn't have no problem with identifying whose God's real people are.
Amen.
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 That staff was for the identification of the shepherd. I say we can use that. That's the identification of God's people is the Holy Ghost. I believe it ought to be that real, don't you? I believe if our Christianity ain't so real that somebody can't at some point in time say, are you a Christian? Amen. Y'all believe that tonight? I believe that's how real it ought to be. If you're saved and you walk around this world very long and you don't go where they go, talk like they talk, raise your kids like they raise their kids, they're going to ask you why not. Y'all had that experience tonight? Amen? So that staff, it was to identification of the shepherd, but it was also for stabilization of the shepherd. They wasn't always like in Psalm 23, they weren't always in the green pastures.
Yeah.
Hey, the Christian life's not always green pastures. Amen? I didn't lose y'all tonight, did I? The Christian life's not always green pastures, and sometimes that shepherd would use that staff when the hills got hard to climb and the path got rocky. He had that staff to help him to plod along and to keep going and to keep going the way. Amen. I'm telling you, if you're going to go God's way, there's going to be mountains to climb. There's going to be rocks you're going to stump your toe on. Amen. You're going to get weak and you're going to get weary. You're going to need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It was for his identification. It was for his stabilization. That's as far as the shepherd. He'd use it for walking and striking and guiding and all these different things I've got wrote down here tonight. What a picture it was also that staff was not just for the shepherd. It was for his sheep.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I mean, he used that staff for the salvation of his sheep.
Amen.
There was times, I mean, that rod was for correction for him. He might use the staff sometime to correct, but that staff was an intimate relationship between the shepherd and his sheep as far as what I've studied. Amen. And there's sometimes they'd be in a mess and he'd have to take that staff and pull them out of it. Amen. I'm glad God saved me. Amen. From where I was at, I was in a bad place, but he reached his staff in essence. His Holy Ghost came to where I was at, praise God, and pulled me out of it. He saved me even after I've been saved. I'm not talking about getting saved again spiritually, but I'm talking about God's had to help me and to save me from situations in life. And that's what this was about. It was for direction in the sheep's life. You try to let God direct your life, young people? They've tried letting the college professor direct their life. They've tried letting the television direct their life. They've tried letting everything else, but the Word of God and the man of God direct their lives. It may be God gave you godly parents to direct your life with the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Mom and daddy carries a staff around. You ought to praise God for it.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, praise the Lord, it's helping me.
Amen.
That salvation identification is for... I mean, even the sheep, I mean, he come to them, it's for direction in their life.
Yeah.
I'm told that shepherd sometime, he'd have to take that staff, and he'd walk along beside them sheep, and they'd get out of line, he'd nudge them over. He'd push them over. Thank God for the Holy Ghost nudge.
Amen.
Has he ever nudged you? And at the time, you didn't understand why he nudged you, and you thought, boy, Lord, if you just let me win that way. You didn't live too long, you found out. I sure am glad he nudged me. I sure am glad he put me back in my place. I'm glad he nudged me back with his staff in my life.
Amen.
Amen. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about because you've never walked alongside the shepherd. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Try it. Try it, amen. I ain't done as much as I should or want to. I'm ashamed of my flesh, but I'm telling you, there's been a few times, I guess, as the songwriter said, that the Holy Ghost has saved me. I know He's saved me. And I know He's saved me, dear friend, different times, directed me. But listen, that staff was for consolation. There was an intimate relationship between the shepherd and his sheep. And sometime, that book I read about shepherding said that was used as a comfort, just filling their shepherd's staff comforted the sheep.
Amen.
It ought to comfort you to know God cares enough.
Amen.
To let the Holy Ghost nudge you. There's been times in my life, maybe there was sin in my life, and I said, God, thank you. Please don't ever leave me alone. Please don't leave me to my own wicked fleshly desires. Keep on nudging me. Keep telling me that's wrong. Keep on proving to me out of your word why that's wrong. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. And David come out there. He said, I've not proven these, but I've proven this staff.
Right. Amen.
You know how silly they probably thought he was. Come out here. Well, that's what the giant said. He said, you're coming out here to me with staves, my dog.
Yeah. Amen.
He has already looked over. You look in that text. It said when that Philistine come out, it says he looked about. And then when he saw David, he zeroed in and he said, am I a dog that you come to me with staves? And he said, I'm going to feed your flesh under the fowls of the air. He'd already told Saul, I fought a bear under the power of God. I fought a lion under the power of God. Hey, I wouldn't advise that, amen, unless you really knew God was in it, amen. I ain't going to the zoo and grabbing a bear. And I probably ain't even taking a rifle to Wyoming and going bear hunting. I don't want to hunt anything that can hunt me. I'll hunt things I can eat, but what could eat me and wants to eat me, I ain't got too much desire to hunt.
Amen.
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 Where was I at? David had that staff tried and proven.
Amen.
He is mocked for it.
Yep.
Amen. It made him look like he wasn't capable of. He didn't come out there. He told that giant, he said, you come to me with a sword and a shield. He said, but I come in the name of the Lord God of Israel,
amen,
whom you've defied. It's going to come too long. Our little swords and our little, well, little inside the world, it's a lot bigger than what we think it is. Our staff and our sword, amen, it's going to be something we're going to have to lean on for too long. They think you're unhinged and you're crazy if you believe every word of this book right here.
Right. Yep.
Amen. Let me get to the second one. Those stones. No, the Lord said keep on going. I may just stay with this one and I can give you the rest of them. I want to just read you what I read about this staff. And it says, a staff is a symbol of the, uniquely identifies a shepherd. And it's used for care of the sheep to comfort them. The shepherd leaned upon it. Amen. I'm glad I can cling to my Bible. They said guns, thank God for one, but I'm telling you, I can lean on this more than that. I can lean on the Holy Ghost more than that.
Amen.
They may take a gun out of my hand, but they can't take the Holy Ghost out of my heart.
Right. Amen.
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 You say, ain't never going to take mine. You'll find out, maybe.
Yep.
I think we ought to be right on that issue. Yes, I don't think I'm being wrong on the issue.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
It says here that, I feel like God just wants me to read this. They said those shepherds would use that staff when little lambs were being born. And sometimes there were so many ewes giving birth at the same time, the shepherd would try to keep his eye on which ewe was giving birth to which lamb. And if he went in there in all the hustle and the bustle and grabbed one with his hands, that mother ewe would not receive that lamb. And she wouldn't give it suck, and she would just reject it. It's still her baby, but she would reject it.
Right.
You know, you can be a child of God and God reject you.
Yep.
I'm not talking about losing your salvation.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
I'm talking about that sweet fellowship.
Right.
That sweet intimate relationship.
Yeah.
That shepherd knew if his flesh touched that lamb, the mother would never receive it, would never have intimate relationship. There's no way under the touch of the flesh tonight that you and I can have intimate relationship with God. You know where intimate relationships go? It's went with how fleshly and carnal that God's people seem to be in this day. He'd take that little lamb and he'd raise it up out of that, amen. He'd bring it up. Hey, we need higher ground in this day. He'd raise that little lamb up real carefully and he'd take it with that staff and he'd place it with the right mama, amen. And they'd have that intimate relationship outside of the power of Holy Ghost praying, outside of the power of Holy Ghost, just separation and getting along with God. I believe that's why it seems like we're losing the battle.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yep.
The odor of his hands would cause rejection from the mother.
Yep.
Boy, I've stunk it up with my hands a few times. What about you?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to keep doing it now. I tell you what, this flesh is wicked. Mine's wicked. Amen. Vincent, you ever stunk it up with your hands? I don't want to do it anymore.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
I don't care what the world says.
Yep. Amen.
We've about got to the point, even in independent Baptist churches, we mock people who are really striving to be spiritual.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, they think they're just more spiritual than everybody else. Well, maybe they are.
Amen.
Maybe they paid the price for it.
Amen.
I'm not talking, most time you can tell the ones that brag on how spiritual they are, they're not. But if you got a problem with somebody trying to live a spiritual life, it's probably you got conviction by what they're doing, and it may be that they're really trying to live this tried and proven life.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Try it tonight. Let God prove it to you.
Yep.
Isn't it amazing? We read books of what God did for men by the power of the Holy Ghost. But just don't seem to have a craving for it.
Yep.
Amen?
Yep.
Well, the need the Holy Ghost touch of God and lifting us to make us have an intimate relationship with the Father.
Amen.
I wrote this down, so I read it. The touch of the flesh will not result in intimate relationship with the Father.
Right.
Amen? It says the staff can be used to guide sheep gently into a new path. Through a gate or dangerous or difficult route. Let me read that again. Amen. I'm really trying to be encouraging tonight.
Amen.
Amen. The staff can be used to guide sheep gently into a new path through a gate or dangerous and difficult route. You know that's how the real God really wants to do it.
Yeah.
I believe God wants to be gentle.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I don't believe he likes a fighting and uproar all the time.
Right.
So
So let me try to get these others in. I think about the stones. I think maybe I just mainly wanted to preach on that one. I think about the stones. I think about the Savior. Amen. Listen, not he's tried and proven that he can save sinners. He is the stone which was set at naught of the builders, that religious builders. Amen. He don't have a pope here on the earth. Amen. Peter said he's the stone that was disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Amen. I tell you tonight, he's the chief cornerstone. He's the foundation of salvation tonight. He's the chief cornerstone of the church. And this church, I'm telling you, keep on building it on Jesus. Amen. Keep on. It's a continuous work. You say, why is that? Because if you let up, the devil's going to try to come and break it down. Man of God stands up, preaches a simple message on Jesus. Don't say, well, I wish he'd have said a little deeper this week. You can't get any deeper than Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, tried and proven to work.
Amen.
Preaching Jesus.
Amen.
He's the chief cornerstone. I think the saints of God, they're lively stones.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you, God's people have proven themselves to me.
Amen.
Yep. Amen.
Yep.
Those lively stones, those that have life in them.
Yes, sir.
Got a lively hope, and they're lively stones. They're living and breathing and true and genuine. You know any of those tonight? I'm telling you, don't forsake them.
Right. Amen.
Been trying and proving to me that God's people will love you. God's people will help you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I understand not everybody in the house of God is God's people.
Right.
I'm telling you, I've seen some of God's people help me. Nobody else could or would.
Amen.
I think about the scriptures written in stone. What a picture. He went down there to that brook. I wonder if he'd been to that brook before. I don't know. How often you go to the brook?
Amen.
There's some tried and proven stones in the brook tonight.
Amen.
There's some tried and proven stones that you and I can take for our giants. I mean, there's a lot of giants we're facing, bigger than us, louder than us, got more people's attention than we've got, amen. He probably had a bigger fan base, I guarantee you, with everybody on Saul's side, hiding behind a tree, they wasn't hollering, go David, go. He's back there, look at that idiot. I guarantee on the other side, though, they're saying, kill him, kill him.
Yes, sir. Right.
We can't wait till they're our servants.
Right.
I guarantee that's what's going on. I've said this here before, but I want to say it again. I don't believe David ever thought that giant was going to fall with one stone.
Right.
I've said here before, and we got one stone Christianity.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I prayed one time.
Yeah, come on now.
Well, I memorized one Bible verse.
Yep.
Well, I whipped their bottom one time.
Yeah.
You know what he did? He went down under that brook and he grabbed all he could to fill his strip up. And he said, I'm going to use all these stones. And if I had to get down on my knees and grab more stones, had to claw his eyeballs out, amen. He said, I'm going to trust God, but I'm going to arm myself with tried and proven weapons.
Amen, amen. That's good. Yes, sir.
Amen. You doing that?
Right.
Tried and proven weapons. David wasn't expecting that.
Right.
He went out there to fight.
Yes, sir.
I believe he is surprised at what God did. God can,
amen.
But don't think if you got to cast stones for years. Amen. Don't think if it's a hard battle, if it's a long fought battle, that God ain't helping you and God's not able. God's just proving himself to you.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That script, I'm told it was a traveling pouch for gleanings. A little pouch, that's probably all that would fit in there. I thought about her heart, amen. What are you putting in that pouch?
Right.
It's gleaning something. That word gleaning means gathering. It's gathering something. What are you putting in there? Amen. It's tried and proven. The Word of God's proven that if you'll hide it in your heart,
amen,
it'll help you not sin against God.
Amen.
It's tried and proven. If you'll put it in your heart, sanctify it into your heart, you can give an answer to every man of the hope that is in you. We need that today. Amen.
Amen.
I feel like I'm done tonight, but I thought about that script, the type of our heart. Hide the Word of God in your heart. Put good things of God in your heart. Amen. Have some ammunition.
Amen.
What kind of ammunition you got? I don't feel like I'm in a battle. Oh boy. The devil is like a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour.
Yep.
Did it say in this text that lion roared against David? Y'all look at that. I can't remember. I don't know if it said it, but it didn't say it. There's other places that talk about a lion roar. It was against Samson, wasn't it? He roared against Samson. But anyway, the devil's a roaring lion. He walks about seeking whom he may devour. And we walk around unarmed. Amen. Last thing was that sling. And I really got to wondering what in the world I could say about that sling. Only thing I could come up with, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm not, but I believe it's a type of the house of God. In this way, it's what that David took those stones. He took to send it. Amen. He took it to send it. That's what was in my mind. You better get good and seated in God's house.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen. Does that sound about?
Yes,
that's what seemed like the Holy Ghost gave me.
Yes, sir.
I mean, what would that sling been without the stones, those lively stones?
Right.
Thank God. We've always said the building's not the church. What's the church without God's people?
Right.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. Boy, what's the people without God's church?
Right.
Amen. Oh, no, we could go. I tell you this, just get in the sling. Amen.
Amen.
Let God sling you. There's a battle going on.
Amen.
Try it. God will prove it. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Shepherd, you come.